Can I go to the next topic, please? Varsity, what is the point? Yeah. Having just lost, is it just not a big waste of money?
Absolutely not.
Well, it's a good
not.
Question, actually, because...
What?
No, it is a very good question. I have friends who are in America. Grew up in America. When I came to this university, I understood varsity under the concept of homecoming. However, homecoming is also considered the last game of the season. You are still competing it within a league. We, with varsity, are only competing against Kent for honour. So there is a good question for it. However, varsity is incredibly important. I have seen people who normally would not be interested in sports coming out to Stodmarsh, to Canterbury Rugby Club, to watch teams that they would not normally follow, purely based on the fact that they go to that university. I feel varsity is an incredibly important event throughout the year because it shows us, as sports people, as students, sometimes what this university really stands for.
Grace.
I totally agree. I think varsity is very important. Although, yes, you did make the point we did lose varsity, but it brings people together. You know, it brings in the support. It pulls in C4 as a massive family, which we are. And it's one of the most events it's looked forward to all year, varsity, because it's so much fun and everyone is together. As I've just repeated myself, but just today, I've lost the point in my head. But to pull that, I think you're pulling C4 spirit. Do you know what I mean?
Thank you. Diva?
To be perfectly honest, I think it's one of the biggest sporting events that we have at this university. It's absolutely massive. Everyone really enjoys it. It, as you said, it brings us all together as a C4 community. Although it is very expensive, I do agree. Sports teams raise money through charity events in order to fund it, which obviously is another great thing that we do. Through those charity events as well, we provide money for other charities. It's kind of like a supplement thing. But as you said, to remove it would be like a massive downfall, and a lot of people train throughout the whole year just to be on varsity team.
It's I took part in the lacrosse varsity yesterday. I'm currently bruised and battered and a bit limping, but we tend to only have a few people turn out to watch our games. I don't know how many people we had turn out to watch both teams play, men's and women's, but I have never seen both sidelines full to come watch us, and that makes me very proud to be part of Canterbury Lacrosse. We lost, but I didn't care because of the amount of people who came out and cheered every time we scored, every time we made a big hit. It was moments like that that made me realise how important sports and varsity is to our university. I also look to promote every sport throughout the year. Rather than just focusing mainly on varsity, I would look to, in my manifesto, bring in minority teams to bring their awareness for everyone so that they're not just coming to the end of the term and going, what's the lacrosse team, or what is our rowing team, or I didn't know we had a jiu-jitsu team. I would look to promote our sports teams throughout the entire year by using the SU and everything at my disposal.
Emily.
Can you just repeat the question once more, please?
Yes. Varsity, what's the point?
What's the point of varsity? I've been lucky enough to play in 2 varsity games in the last 3 days, and I've been even luckier to win both. It's been an honour, a pride, and a privilege to lead 2 teams to victory in the last 3 days. It promotes sport to all of the community within Canterbury, and not just Canterbury, it's all over the country. Parents, friends, supporters, they've all come for this 1 week, this 1 match. It's brought so many more people to the university. I would always recommend Christchurch because of the great pride and privilege I've experienced here. It's literally been the 3 best days of my whole entire life, and I will never speak a bad word because that has given me so much happy memories. And not only that, the team that is brought together, if we train harder, we have more fitness sessions, we pull together as a team, and I've literally made friends for life. When it was first organised in 97 to 98, it was to promote C4 sport. And it was a charity that came up to Blackie, who was sports hub at the time, Ian Blackmore. And they said, well, Oxford and Cambridge do it. Why can't we do it in Canterbury with Kent and Christchurch? And so it brings so much more respect and everything else to the university. Varsity, we wouldn't be the same uni we were without Varsity.
Andrew.
I think the Varsity is incredibly important. Fantastic. I mean, I was part of boxing in second year and third year. And in second year, I went along to the Varsity match for boxing, and I desperately wanted to be up there in the ring with them. But I wasn't fit enough. And I went away that summer, and I worked really, really hard on it. Coming into third year, I took on a load of extracurricular activities, which meant that I couldn't do boxing Varsity. It was just I just took on so much work, I couldn't do it. But what it does, it made me train harder, focus on what I was eating, really push myself, really improve my health. And in the end, that is probably what Varsity does the best for the most amount of people. There's a participation pathway, which is what the Christchurch sport is really trying to push through. It's getting people to move more, to try sport, through to play sport, and then on to performance sport. I went along to boxing just as a kind of try sport, play sport sort of thing. I ended ready to get in the ring. Please don't get in the ring with me. but yeah, no, it's a fantastic pathway to, and that's exactly what Varsity does. It trains you, it makes you a healthier human being, and if it's what's good for the body, it's good for the mind.
It sounds like everybody agrees that Varsity is a great thing. So I'm going to move this on then, please.